Blog Talk Radio.
Calling to speak with the man in the street. Calling to speak, I'm the man in the street. Walking revolution, that's who I be. Al Porter, man in the street. Man is music activism, news, showcase artists and activist views. Rolling on Monday night, 8+ years. Blog Talk Radio, calming people's fear. 646-478-0944. Monday night, 9 to 10, Cleveland time zone. Cleveland Standard Time, Ivy Front Line. Emacs in his prime, Kilroy can rhyme. Read between the lines, black by design. Tell the truth time, here to drop a dime. Keep me a whistle, I'm the whistleblower. From Ukraine to my lane, White House know it. See something, say something. The motto, part two of the phrase, streets always know. For people found dead, inside a house. 6-year-old asleep, stray bullet took her out. Killers on the block, this is real deep. Be a whistleblower, get them off the street. Calling and speak with the man in the street. Calling and speak, I'm the man in the street. Calling and speak with the man in the street. Calling and speak, I'm the man in the street. Calling and speak with the man in the street. Calling and speak, I'm the man in the street. Calling and speak with the man in the street. Calling and speak, I'm the man in the street.
Call In and Speak, that was featuring Sheriff Kilroy, none other than, also produced by Brother Emax the Image. Yeah, that's all we can say on that one. Call In and Speak, welcome once again to Al Porter, Man in the Street, Chapter 9, Verse 13 already. For those who want to send in music, commercials, you name it, on MP3 format, you can use emaxxradio@gmail.com. That M period, A period, N period is music, activism, news, abbreviation, and acronym. You can Facebook Joseph Motley JR period for some of the music that you'll probably hear. For songs that have been produced, such as Man in the Street, Call In and Speak, and other things like that, you can Facebook Pete Weeks, P-E-T-E, W-E-E-K-S, Pete Weeks on Facebook. For those listening to Lake City Radio on blogtalkradio.com, hey, I appreciate it. Use the number 646-478-0944. You can call in and be a part of the program, like the 216-400, 216-538. Definitely, like I said, you can Facebook that Sheriff Kilroy. Let me give you three quick disclaimers. Disclaimer number one. You get info on this show, have pen, pencil, paper, laptop, desktop, smartphone for any and all info that you hear. Disclaimer number two, if you hear something you don't like, don't blame Blog Talk or Lake City. Call and blame Boogie Me direct at 646-478-0944. I'll listen for as long as I can. Disclaimer number three, you may not want to talk, but I'm coming to your phone line to see what's on your mind. If you can't talk, you can stay silent and go back on hold. Change your mind, call back or press one. All right, now things are getting better because I see a lot of people calling on the phone lines. So I'm going to give you like the top 10 from a Monday to a Monday in music and entertainment in our region, because if I don't do it now, I won't get to it later on. Number 10, BWE, Black Women of Excellence. They're trying to get other artists, activists, advocates, and others to teach children online starting this coming or a week from today. So that ought to be a very interesting look. I'm a very, very appreciative of it starting on April the 6th. Number 9, CUMR, the Cleveland Underground Music Report. Number 8, Nelsia NELCCIA, over 130,000+ views on YouTube. Nice little R&B joint. Number 7 moving up, Black Odyssey. Number 6 moving up, Infrared Records with Eric Magnus. Number 5, Eric Wilson, the Nothing video. Number 4, HJS Music, Joe Lula III, Man in the Streets, Wednesday, 8 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time, COVID-19, April 1st, the Facebook Live. The goal is to provide 19,000 meals. Each dollar feeds a family of 4. You can cash app CCFB, JOELITTLE 3. That's CCFB JOLO 3. And as you know, throughout the past year and a half, we've done an excellent job. HJS, Herald, Stalwart provide money for the Cleveland Food Bank. Number 3, Mr. Dirty Clean Fresh and Champagne Blue. I Got Cocaine, the video that was shot a couple of weeks ago in the midst of the coronavirus epidemic. Number 2, moving up, Black House Sounds, filmed 2 public service announcements on COVID-19, and then the video for, well, the song with the picture collage for No Matter How Life Gets 2020, COVID-19, Sheriff Kilroy. Number 1, you know, it's been 9 months since this artist by the name of Sheriff Kilroy was at number 1 for anything solo. So Sheriff Kilroy, the Wash Your Hands, Corona Versus, the music video, and also being featured on No Matter How Life Goes 2020 COV19 with Black House Sounds and the public service announcements, and also being featured on Cleveland Underground Music Report this week is one of the videos and songs to watch. So I can say I'm very appreciative. As I look at the people who are on the phone line, I would just like to say, if you choose, you can Twitter Hip Hop Workshop 2. That's Hip Hop Workshop number 2. You could Facebook HH, capital H, lowercase H, Workshop Records. Just as if you were going to hiphopworkshoprecords.com, it's the website. You can YouTube Joseph Motley Jr. period. You can also Facebook I'm a Superwoman Radio. Definitely she's having her birthday today. Congratulations. And last but not least, you can Facebook Black on Black Crime Inc. Facebook Alfred Porter Jr. period with a profile picture of a sheriff's hat. And while I'm getting stuff out of the way, web blackonblackcleveland.com, and also Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop Radio. It's Tuesdays at 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time at voiceitradio.com. Creator Willen will be live tomorrow at 5 p.m. and again at 4 p.m. on Wednesday. And also, Wednesday will be interesting because at 5 p.m. on voiceitradio.com, we've been asked, myself, Queens Court, and a few others have been invited on, I guess, Anthony Colbert's definitely a one-word radio program just to talk about how the community and everybody is dealing with everything during this time. So now I can go to the phone callers, people on the phone line. I appreciate you all for taking the time and patience with definitely, you know, rocking out with me for a little while. So I appreciate it. Let's go to the 216-400-216-400. How you doing?
I'm doing fine, Mr. Porter. I'm just calling because right now they're still announcing about coronavirus. And the more you hear it, the more frightened people have become. And I'm just saying, we had church online yesterday and it turned out quite well. And in here, it's very quiet. And that's the way I like it. So that's it, because right now everybody's frightened and hiding in their rooms. So there you
go.
So you take care and be careful. The president said it would be over by Easter. Now they talk them, and someone, is doctor, I'm sure, has talked with him. Now he says it'll be sometime in April. So he doesn't know. He's
like...
just talking. Right.
Wow. And I'm glad you said that, because at first it looked like, between everything that was going on, I just expected a lot more friction, because Mike DeWine and Donald Trump, the current president and not governor of our state, Mike DeWine, were looking how a possible showdown would be, because Governor Mike DeWine was like, hey, look, he was in direct conflict with President Trump. It's the two Republicans. DeWine reacted early and instituted dramatic restrictions on Ohio's lifestyles to at least curtail the spread. But the president, as you already know, was more preoccupied with the economy sliding and saying that, hey, the president sent a letter to governors across the country saying guidelines were coming to pave the way to ease social distancing measures and a few other things. And he was like, it's not as bad as you all are making it. And from what I saw, DeWine really did something that people didn't expect. And he really said, no, this is bad enough for what I'm looking at. So it's very interesting that the president is at least listening to what a whole lot of others are saying. But everybody should keep in mind, this is an election year. So
that's what it's all about. And he's doing it,
so,
and the president is milking it, because he plan on getting back in. So, now he loves DeWine, because we come up with a machine that can, he said that they'll be able to, do just what this machine's supposed to fix it, so they can sanitize and, their mask and all of that. So DeWine is sending machines to different ones, one to the president and others. So now the president is complimenting our governor, DeWine.
See, we've been in an election a couple of years ago. Maybe the president would have listened to a lot more people here and there. So I thank you for calling in.
Okay, have a blessed evening, sir. And I'll sit
back and listen to
the rest of it.
No problem. I have a couple of other people to check out on the show, such as the 216-538, the 216-209. The one thing that I did not do is, and it's something I should have done, at the beginning, I would have been remiss. A lot of people have not put the title Reverend in front of, kind of like when they do Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. They forget to add in the fact that he was a Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. So a lot of people have seen the name Joseph Lowery, and they didn't add in, in some cases they didn't, the Reverend Joseph Lowery, who was the civil rights leader, who passed at the age of 98 years old. About him, he was a leader in America's civil rights movement. And definitely, he was often called, and he passed from natural causes. Yes, he got a chance to see the age of 98, creator willing. He was called the dean of the civil rights movement. He worked hand in hand in the movement's formative years with the Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. and Jesse Jackson. He once said he missed Martin and other civil rights activists who had died before him, but he felt that God was keeping him for a single cause, to address the injustices of the criminal justice system, particularly towards poor black men. And one of the things he said, which I can say I appreciate, was that it's the last facet here of racial oppression. He was born in Huntsville, Alabama, Joseph Eccles Lowery, on October 6, 1921. His father owned a small business. His mother was a part-time school teacher. And the thing about it is, he had a strong, strong civil rights position. He was the co-founder of the SCLC. There we go. 1957, as racial tensions rose across the United States, Lowry helped start the Southern Christian Leadership Conference, civil rights organization with King. Their work helped lead to the passage of the Civil Rights Act of 1964, which President Lyndon Johnson signed. Lowry had said in a 1994 interview that we had been through sit-ins, kneel-ins, we'd been beat up, locked up, cussed out, and locked out. It was a milestone, a watershed. It helped America take off the cloak of official segregation. He later served as the SCLC's president for more than two decades, leading protests for civil rights in South Africa and peace in the Middle East. He remained an activist even after retiring in 1992, fought for gay rights and election reform and against capital punishment, and he always said we had to remain ever vigilant and energetic to protect those rights, lest the clock be turned back. So just wanted to say that also he was the recipient of the Medal of Freedom. As a matter of fact, Lowry started the Coalition for the People's Agenda in 1998 to educate and register new voters. In 2006, he was criticized for playing politics at the funeral of Coretta Scott King, the widow of Martin Luther King Jr., for railing against the Bush administration and the war in Iraq. It was interesting that he said, we know now there were no weapons of mass destruction over there, but Coretta knew, and we know that there are weapons of misdirection right down here. Millions without health insurance, poverty abounds for war, billions more, but no more for the poor. And so, again, he delivered the benediction at President Obama's inauguration in January 2009, and he was awarded the Presidential Medal of Freedom 6 months later. So that is just a little bit more. So when you know the name, man, SCLC. You used to have a lot of pastors at the forefront of the civil rights movement. Man, what the heck happened? I'm going to go to the 216-538 phone number before I get myself into more trouble. 216-538, how you feeling so I don't get myself in more trouble this evening?
Oh, we're doing pretty well. We're still here. This is Monica and Cowboy. I'm going to sound off first.
Go ahead. Talk to us, please.
All right. Well, I am just really in awe and shock. You know, I've been watching all this on the news, and for me, it's just like I'm being in a sci-fi movie. I just can't believe it. I'm looking around and, you know, seeing everything since I ride the bus, and I went today with my significant other to the hospital, and, you know, I usually go to his appointments with him, and they say there's no visitors, and, you know, I've seen it on the news, but it wasn't until I actually felt them saying I couldn't go with them, I'm like, oh my God, you know. So hey, it's
no.
just something,
wow.
you know. And it's just something you have to deal with. And it's, you know, people are dying alone by themselves, and it's like, you know, they say they can't visit. The physician was saying that his mother was in the hospital, he couldn't be there. It's like, what? You know, I'm like, wow. So I'm praying that this path is over. You know, I don't know what to say, but I'm staying prayerful. I'm praying Psalm 91, Ephesians 6:10 every day. So I don't know. I'm blown away. From my understanding, from what I'm hearing, they've known about this from 2015. And from what I have heard, they warned Trump on this, and he didn't take it seriously. And now, you know, it's like I see him on TV, he's looking scared, you know. That's what I see. So I'm going to pass it over to Mr. Cowboy now. Huh?
Thank you so much, Monica,
okay.
Queen of Pulse Points. And
Pulse
now
points
it's
in the
time
house.
For Brother Cowboy. There it is. What's
Here
going
he
on,
is.
Cowboy?
Mm-hmm. Hey, man. Hey, what's happening? It is a big
I'm
old
all
mess.
Right.
They put us in. I'm going to tell
yes,
you what.
Sir.
I got my family prayed up and armored down. You know.
Mm-hmm.
So, what I meant by that, We stay in prayer because we put it in God's hand. We armor it down to keep that mess away from us because we'll stay away from the mess because we're not out there in it.
Right.
And I advise everybody to do the same thing. But you know your home remedy can do the same thing they're trying to find a cure for. You know, gargle with warm salt water because it don't live in heat. And the coldest
gargle
thing.
Gargle with warm salt water.
Warm salt water or warm apple cider vinegar.
Warm salt and water.
And I said warm water.
And warm salt water, warm apple cider. Keep talking.
Water. Warm apple cider water.
Okay.
That's what. Now, we're not talking to you. Did I interrupt you? Okay. And for the most, I put this in God's hands, you know. I ain't afraid.
Yeah.
I ain't scared. I just stay away from it, so that's why I'm not afraid. I left
gotcha.
It in God's hands. That's why I'm not afraid. They ask me,
I appreciate it, man.
Oh, yes. And they're telling you what to do. They right there on the news each and every day and all day long. They're telling you what to do. Stay home.
Mm-hmm.
Go out if you have to. Only if you have to. But they hanging out like it's summertime out in the party.
You know? It's true.
You know what I'm saying? They out kicking
yes.
it. Look at Little Louisiana. They just had that Mardi Gras. Now, all of Louisiana is filled with it.
Yes. Mm-hmm. You're right.
All they have to do is listen, watch the news. And you can see
this
happening every day. And I'll be trying to find out. I think there is some type of scale, a zone scale, what zone has the most coronavirus in that zone scale. Now they trying to figure it out by the areas, the area code zone, the zip code zone.
Right.
They going by the zip code zone, who has the most, you know, coronavirus.
Mm-hmm.
No. You can't go by that. You got to go by the whole state of Ohio zone. Even if it's in Cleveland part, you know, you got to go by that. And what part? You got to break Cleveland down because Cleveland's in so many different parts of Cleveland.
That is true. And
that's
I appreciate this call.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And I appreciate being on there. We both do. But we just had to put that on out there. And I wish everybody out there just do what I ask. You know, stay in. If you ain't got to go out, don't go out. If the store across the street, make a mad dash. Okay? You know, I am kind of comical. You know?
Yes, you are.
But if you ain't got to go out there. And if you do go out there, come back in and gargle with some warm salt water because that's where the virus live at, through your nostrils and through your in your throat now. Because those are the coldest part of your body. Them two areas, because you're breathing in cold air.
Right.
So when you breathe, if you breathe in warm, moist air, like hot steam, that's where the virus gonna die, cause it don't stay in the heat. It can't live in 98.6 your body temperature. That's why it goes to your nose, to your throat. That's where it live at and incubate at, and then it goes to your lung, which becomes pneumonia.
Mm-hmm. Got you. And I appreciate you very much for the simple fact you all just added a lot to the program. You did, as you usually
do. Oh, yeah, most definitely.
Thank you.
Thank you. And we appreciate being on here.
Hey, I look forward to the rest of the program. I think I have a good thing for you, a nice little surprise for you that I'm going to throw out there. And just please feel free to hold a line because, again, you all gave some information to help raise the nation, and that's what is definitely needed here the most. So, again, I just want to thank you all again for calling in. Hold a line, please.
No, we sure will be on standby.
No problem, no problem, because before I even get to the 216-209, I want to say that we'll probably play that track. I would like to say the music video for the song called Wash Your Hands features Pulse Points, Queen Malik, King, R&B, Cowboy, in that music video. A lot of people would say, hey, it's common sense, wash your hands. And I would like to just pull out, it doesn't have to be that much. It'll just be a 14-foot stepladder for the soapbox, because for me personally, what you just said, hey, that makes sense. Hey, video shot from GMS, Hood Famous TV, which is on YouTube. Also, they put it out on the Facebook video as well. Wash your hands. That's common sense. Yep, common sense. All right, 40-foot step left. Also, it's common sense that during the midst of a outbreak like this, when the governor has said, stay in, chill back, common sense is not to go out and attempt to rob your fellow man and commit crimes. That's common sense, right? But earlier today, on around 43rd and Case Court, 15-year-old was shot in the chest, murdered. Yesterday, about East 117th, you had a young man shot and injured on his porch. Earlier beforehand, on Kinsman, you had a man who was shot, and he had to get on the 14 bus and ride it down to the hospital after being shot. You've had a lot of murders going on, but you would say, well, common sense, you know that usually when something happens, you always get caught, so you don't commit a crime. Sometimes common sense isn't that common in people. It's kind of like if you say, hey, common sense is, parents, hey, if you know your child is going to school or what have you, before everything hit, make sure to check that the person is doing their schoolwork and a few other things. And sometimes parent doesn't use the common sense. Sometimes you have to remind people. You have to remind them to use common sense. I'm going to give you a perfect example. You would think that me, I've been in the activism, advocacy, and people always tell me how to talk to people, always show respect. I preach that consistently. There have been times I've been hypocritical because I came into this, and a lot of other activists or advocates who've been in it for years, they never said, Ms. Porter, we would like for you to do this. They'll say, Mr. Porter, get your ass out there for the people, for the movement. Do this. Help your fellow person. This. They never talk to me the nicest in some cases. And so even though my common sense should kick in, that hey, people in the movement who are coming in, I should talk to them with respect and what have you. The common sense I should have is overruled by what I've learned, and I'll say, hey, black man or black woman, this is a role. Get into it and get to work. So I say that I was talking to Brother Art McCoy and saying, you know, I love the record, but that should have been a common sense thing. Yeah, but it's not like that all the time. Sometimes we cut corners here and there on everything. And so sometimes you have to learn common sense and follow through. I'm going to go to the 216-209 phone number because they've been waiting a long time. And they're probably going to say, hey, you're talking too long. But before I do go on air, I would like to say, for those who would like to check it out, you can check out Common Sense Radio Sundays at 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on WERE 1490 AM. That's www.newstalkcleveland.com. You could Twitter also Alfred Porter, JR1. That's numeral one. Instagram is JR period Alfred Porter. You can Facebook Kent and Angelica. OPN Radio is Monday, 6 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on weupradio.com. You could also YouTube Joseph P. Motley, JR period, for some of the music that I talked about earlier. Let me go to the 216-209 because they're probably going to tell me that, you know something? I'm glad you talked about that. We still know that you don't have any common sense, and I'll probably say, yeah, that's why you have to go to Harper Court for that radio show on Sundays, because I really don't have any. I'm going to 216-209. How you doing out there?
I'm great, Brother Al. How you doing? This is John from Black Odyssey, from all those who don't know.
Got you. What's happening? What's that?
Oh, man. It's been a busy last 2.5-3 weeks, you know. I set up a few music videos to do, and then a couple got canceled, and then a couple I'm in the process of working on right now. And then when this pandemic started, I kind of like became proactive in delivering care packages to people that, you know, I can kind of like reach out and touch, you know, because I know that from just knowledge or giving knowledge on dealing with viruses and things like that. My mom used to be a nurse, you know, fruits and vegetables are important. So I made sure that I reached out to a few people and got some care packages to them in this process.
And I appreciate that. Hey, I want to say before you carry on, man, I have to say it. Man on the street has been out there in the middle of everything. Sorry for myself. That is, I could not believe that in the care package, that to me is one of the greatest pineapples I have had in the past few years. It has raves of juice. That's all I want to say. Continue on, brother.
Oh, man. Thank you. And just know how your care package was the same on how everybody's was across the board. Two big bags of vegetables and fruit. I was not playing when I said it was a care package. So
that's true.
If I'd have had an opportunity to get my hands on those vitamin C tablets, I only had an opportunity to get a few for myself, but because I kind of like got there late, it was a whole bunch of vitamin C tablets that was I was supposed to be able to help with the crew just to pass out on the free side, just for people that. You know, vitamin C is great to have. It fights against all viruses, not just one, all.
Okay.
I just want to pass out another piece of information. Especially if you are African American, Afro American, however you consider calling yourself, you want to get you some moringa. It's an herb. You want to get it. It's 10 times more powerful than broccoli. And it's known throughout time to help fight against viruses as well. You can find it in health food stores. You can find it in drug stores. I personally like it in the capsule because it tastes like leaves when you try to sprinkle it on everything. But it's good for you. And it's one of the trees and one of the plants and herbs of life. The seeds of this plant will even purify your water. So I suggest that you even go as far as getting seeds. So if something happens where your water gets contaminated, a couple drops of those seeds into your water, now you have good, clean, fresh water to bathe and drink. So these are just small survival things that I've just thrown out there for the last past couple weeks that I've been being proactive against this whole thing that's going on out here. And I do have videos coming up too, so just bear with me.
All right.
Please stay tuned. And if you want to check out other videos that's on the channel, you can go to Black Odyssey TV. That's BLAQ. And we have music on another platform as well. We have a song, Kingpin Fantasies, and we put Keep Praying. It's on number1music.com. So that's number, N-U-M-B-E-R, one, music, spelled the regular way, .com. And you can just type in Black Odyssey, B-L-A-Q-O-D-E-S-S-Y, and you'll see our music up there on display there as well. So another platform that we're on, and we pretty much everywhere. So just take a look out for us. If you need any tips, help, or anything, get at us. I'm John from Black Odyssey.
Man, I appreciate that. I will definitely, please hold the line. I'm pretty sure we have something for you as well. And I thank you.
No problem. Thank you.
No problem at all. And I am going to put out there that soon I am going to definitely get to that 216-200 phone number. Just got this interesting message that came back in that said, hey, to kill the virus, talking about heat, Pulse Points put out there, drink hot tea, coffee. Yeah, I'm slipping on that. I apologize on that one. I will not be shortly. Before I go to the 216-200, every once in a while you run into something that makes you work. It causing you to maybe even get out and say, I need to deal with something. This is the press release that went out for tomorrow. This is an emergency. Hello, everybody. Greetings from Art McCoy, along with the president, Black on Black Crime Incorporated. We are having a press conference to thank everyone for their efforts to fight the virus. Foremost, we're here to say and give special praise and thanks to our inner city population. The inner city population has been incredible. Men, women, and children have truly impressed us from the bottom of our hearts and have shown us that you clearly understand the importance of stopping the coronavirus. You're practicing the safe habits and following the guidelines and leadership of the governor. Continue to do so, and we will win. However, one of our greatest challenges and concerns will be on the first of the month when checks come out. Don't let this money lower your health standards, dropping your guards and your sanitation practices. If that happens, we in the community will lose big time. We've also been alerted that many of the 24-hour gas stations who serve a vital role in our community and many times are the only stores open aren't being sanitized and kept clean properly. This behavior is a health hazard the Black on Black Crime Incorporated will not tolerate. That's why tomorrow, Tuesday, March the 31st, we'll be on the intersection at Euclid Avenue and Shaw Avenue. There are three gas stations there. And it's very interesting that within a three-mile radius, you have about eight gas stations, and that's not even dealing with the fact that you have many others that operate in Cleveland and other areas. Before I go to the phone caller, we will be going to a few gas stations within the next couple of days just to let people know. This is a preview of the letter that's being given out. Dear station owners, greetings from Black Man's Army, Black on Black Crime Incorporated, survivors, victims of tragedy. Thank you for and serving our community. Thank you for serving our community. In these difficult times, we are all doing our best to be safe. However, we've had numerous complaints about the sanitary conditions of your store. Specific areas like hard counters, floors, and eating areas. One of these areas, and a lot of times none of these areas are even sanitized. And often being open 24 hours can be challenging. Our recommendations is to close for at least 1 hour to sanitize the place. Whatever you choose to do, just clean up so we won't have to keep getting complaints. This notice is for the betterment of all your families, and our communities. Signed, Art McCoy, Alfred Porter Jr., Elizabeth Steele, who is definitely the vice president of Black on Black Crime Incorporated. Following will be the quote that came from Governor DeWine warning businesses to take precautions or risk being shut down. So it's gotten to a serious thing that a lot of times people will say, how the hell do you all get involved in certain things? When people in the community start complaining and saying, what about X, Y, Z? And it starts to make sense. I'm going to go to the 216-200 number. You're probably calling to tell me I need to sanitize this particular radio program, and you caught me slipping. I don't even have any disinfectant napkins for this show or towels because people bought them all out. 216-200, how are we?
Hello, hello, how you doing? I would like to thank the last caller for giving out the information of Moringa. I will be going to Weber's to give me some Moringa, passing on the information to cure the virus. Moringa. So I just write it down. How you doing?
I'm doing excellent, brother. We called your name a couple of times, man. You're in the song that we'll be previewing and playing tomorrow. Hey, congratulations. That particular track called No Matter How Life Gets, 2020 COVID-19. What's going on? LSD, life struggles, depression.
Yeah, this is LS, artist known as LS. I had a couple of announcements I wanted to make. Like I say, one of them was I wanted to thank that guy for saying that Moringa. But my announcement is I will be recording with Black House Sound tomorrow, and I will be in the studio with Miss Doris Cox coming by to send us a song. I just got to send his writing. That's one of the things. I got off the phone with both of them, so they both will be over tomorrow to do the song.
I'm in.
What else? and then I wanted to say I want to get Joe Little and Doris Cox on the song. I don't know if it's gonna happen or not, but he's a male singer and she's a female vocalist, and I think both of them together do a song would sound immaculate.
I hear you. As a matter of fact, I will do what I can to remind brother Joe Little of that one personally when I speak to him. Ooh, Wednesday. If everything works out well, definitely keep talking, bro.
Yeah, and like I said, I'm not doing it for me. I'm doing it. You know, I would like to hear good sound and music, and whoever produces her and get behind her, she's gonna. You know, don't nobody see it now because everything's slow right now. But just how she sounds a cappella when she get on that mic. But there's so much to say. But yeah, I'd like to thank Black House Sound for putting me on that song. I listen to it every day. It goes on with what's going on today and what's going on right now. I'm not just a rapper. I'm a writer, and I got this one song. I don't know what I got to do, but I want to get Joe Little and Doris Cox on the song, and I got a song about heartache when I just went through and stuff, but. Other than that, I'm just trying to put some good music out, finish up my little EP.
Got you. Man, I'm looking forward to that. And then, I know I have to see you sooner or later anyway because I get another copy of the other CD which featured the track that got everybody's attention. So I just want to say keep doing what you're doing, man. We appreciate you.
Thank you. Thank you. And I will be listening tomorrow for the song that I was on with Joe, Mr. Motley.
No problem. Thanks again, and definitely hold the line. It'll be appreciated.
All right, now thanks. I'll stay tuned. Thank you.
No problem. And you know, so because the person who called in was on the video as well, I'm not going to prolong the agony. I'm just going to play the track. To me, it made sense because it just needed to be said.
Wash your hands. Just wash your hands, 3, 3, 4, 2, wash your hands, just wash your hands, Kilroy, wash your hands, just wash your hands, wash your hands, just wash your hands. This is a song to help you understand, I don't do panic throughout the land,
no fake news on Truth I Stand. Keep it simple, just wash your hands. This is a song to help you understand. I don't do panic throughout the land. No fake news on Truth I Stand. Keep it simple, just wash your hands. COVID-19 affect me. Coronavirus scare me, stop me. AM alpha male share pride. I face real danger, still go outside. 80 people shot at an MC club. People carjacked, can't forget bed bugs. Revolution stopped, not by a virus. Keep your flimsy mask, I won't be silent. This is a song to help you understand. I don't do panic throughout the land. No fake news on Truth I Stand. Just wash your hands. This is a song to help you understand. I don't do panic throughout the land. No fake news on Truth I Stand. Keep it simple, just wash your hands. Why make this song? Let's make it clear. Hate to see adults run off in fear. Isolated at home, inside alone. I'm here to help. Lyrics airborne, virus, God, Yahweh, Allah, make it clear. Do you worship them or you worship fear? West Nile, SARS, Ebola, swine flu. We survived those, we'll survive this too. Coronavirus and Corona beer. You can drop yours, pass the bottle here. It's so crazy, I can't believe. Scared of Asian food and the Chinese people. Big black man, I can't wear a mask. Y'all will think I jack, cops might blast. Just need wipes, soap, water, check it. Sanitizer and some disinfectant. This is a song to help you understand. I don't do panic throughout the land. No fake news on Truth I Stand. Keep it simple, just wash your hands. This is a song to help you understand. I don't do panic throughout the land. No fake news on Truth I Stand. Keep it simple, just wash your hands. This is a song to help you understand. I don't do panic throughout the land. No fake news on Truth I Stand. Keep it simple, just wash your hands. This is a song to help you understand. I don't do panic throughout the land. No fake news on Truth I Stand. Keep it simple, just wash your hands. This is a song to help you understand. I don't do panic throughout the land. No fake news on Truth I Stand. Keep it simple, just wash your hands.
Biden and Sanders, too scared to come here?
What leader?
Come on. Trump's too scared to even handle it.
Or stupid.
Alliance for Safety and Justice, Survivors Speak, canceling their meeting.
What?
Cleveland Peace Action, canceling their meeting.
Oh, man.
Cleveland Democratic War Club, canceling out.
Oh, shoot.
PNC Fairfax, NBA canceling the season just because of the Utah player.
One player?
Come on now.
While you tweet, I read Revelation. If we're told what we now facing, Passover, pestilence, pandemic, plague. We killed Indians and the slave trade. Wages of sin, you know, is death. Virus, corona, affects health. But don't stress, paying a high price. Standing for hours in a Walmart line. This is a song to help you understand. I don't do panic throughout the land. No fake news on Truth I Stand. Keep it simple, just wash your hands. This is a song to help you understand. I don't do panic throughout the land. No fake news on Truth I Stand. Keep it simple, just wash your hands.
Man, and that's sad. They giving 3 to 4 weeks out for the children in K-12 schools. A bunch of dumb children about to be on the sidelines. Sad, man. 3342.
In life, we make choices. Some choices we have to live with for years. On March 17, 2020, make the choice and vote for new leadership for the Republican State Central Committee, District 21. I am Donna Walker Brown, the candidate for the position.
You know, before I play anything else, I would just like to say for the record, heard some things in common, but before I play this next track, now that everything has been extended, vote from home, get your absentee ballot, For those who didn't get out to vote, you can definitely send in for it or call. 2925 Euclid Avenue, Cleveland, Ohio, 44115. I will definitely get you that phone number. But before I get you the phone number and remind you of everything, I would like to also go to the fact that moving up real nice in the number four slot. So because the name was called. This is the way prayer and everything else works. Brother HJS, Enlisted Man in the Street, this coming Wednesday, 8 p.m., COVID-19, April 1st, 8 p.m., Cleveland Standard Time. Look for it on Facebook. For those who don't recognize or may not realize, we've been working to make sure that the Cleveland Food Bank feeds people. They've been getting slammed recently. Now, for a dollar, they can feed four people. So we're doing our best to reach a goal where they can at least provide 19,000 meals. So that will be this coming April the 1st. For those who say, what does that have to do if you came late to the conversation? A name was just called, somebody that I will personally see by the name of Mr. Jolu III. For those who want to tune in, you can. For those who want to do a cash app, you can go to GCFBJOELITTLE3. So GCFBJOELITTLE3. Also, the reason I said that is it leads into the next song, since people have been saying it a lot. We got to keep praying. Black Odyssey, we appreciate the fact that you're very proactive with the care packages you all have been getting out to people in the community.
Yeah. With every eye closed, head bow. Let's talk to you for a minute. Just for a minute. Keep praying. Yeah. No matter what. Keep praying. Yeah. Keep praying.
It's up. New day, new rhyme to say. To my little niggas on the block, hoping crime pay. To my niggas in them cells, waiting to pray. Trying to find ways to pop the gate. Straight out my broken home, full of hate. To all the young ladies having babies on their own, please never say I can't. I know it's hard, you lost a good job, but never turn your back on God. Keep the faith. I know it's pain, so I'ma start my days with the Our Father. Baby girl looked at me and said, why bother? Ain't no love in this city, plus they got us working for pennies. They wonder why these little niggas ain't afraid about dying. America's bullshit, I'm not buying. So for the food, I'm with the two screaming, gimme. Now to the law, I'm just another dumb one. I'm through the storm, there's a brighter day coming. There's a brighter day coming. The plans of a man will come true for you if he praying. So keep praying, cause we praying, and I'm gonna keep saying. And I'm gonna keep saying, cause we praying, and I'm gonna keep praying.
They say I'm too serious, I don't have enough fun. I'm from the place where these kids carry the guns. Take it to school, show it off. Little dude got it to keep the bullies off. Making life decisions at a young age. These judges want all black men in a cage. Dear God, help us with the strife. Niggas locked up wishing they could reverse life. Situation is trite. You hear grown men getting raped at night. This is the life little nigga aiming for. Started out 13, kicking the door, traded hoop dreams for hood dreams on a daily basis. Lil' Chris, 19, facing two murder cases, with a baby on the way, waiting with the judge. Don't say, hey, let us pray for the young and wild, cause all they know is what's found.
Moment of silence. Yeah, said the plans of a man will come true for you if he praying. Yeah. So keep praying, yeah. Cause we praying, and I'm gonna keep saying, yeah. Yeah. Keep praying, and I'm gonna keep saying, yeah. Cause we praying, and I'm gonna keep saying, yeah. And we praying, and I'm gonna keep praying, yeah. So keep praying, and I'm gonna keep praying, yeah. Keep praying, yeah. We gonna keep praying, yeah. Keep praying, we gonna keep praying, no matter what, love you, keep praying, yeah. No matter what.
And again, that was Keep Praying from Black Odyssey. Earlier you heard Donna Walker Brown. She had done that particular commercial alongside HJS, Harold J. Stallworth. Voting, you can definitely send something down Cuyahoga County, 2925 Euclid Avenue, Cleveland, Ohio, 44115, or call 216-443-8683. Don't get caught out there. Say, nope, I didn't get a chance to vote. Well, now you can. As a matter of fact, I can say some of the things that I didn't realize during the coronavirus. Well, you know, all know I've had to stay busy in the midst of a whole lot of different things, no matter what, even for the community. But I've gotten a chance to really sit back alone on the side. Didn't realize until, you know, took a look at Netflix or Pluto that Monique is really an excellent comedian who is overlooked sometimes. Got a chance to sit back and check out my brother Paul Mooney. I had a chance to see him in person. Cleveland Improv. Realized that there's certain things I didn't do that I would love to get out and do once everything passes. I look forward to it. I'm going to at least time winds down. Thank everybody. Hey, I didn't know I could walk, just enjoy scenery without being in a protest. I enjoy a lot of things. I do. I also want to thank the people who are staying the course, staying prayed up. Once the stimulus money comes in and any other money that comes through, be very careful. There are always scams out there. People trying to figure out how to get the money that's coming through. I didn't think about that until ECD reminded me about that, to put that out there. When people come calling and telling you they've got a good, great way for you to change your medical, that's on the scam thing. When they come calling saying they need your full name and they're helping you with your money and your finances and your bank account, they don't know you and it's not anybody you've ever dealt with in your life, that's one to just record down the phone number and send it off to the Better Business Bureau. I also want to say before I leave out of here today, I find it very interesting because I don't want to go there. Yes, I do. But 20-foot step ladder before I get into trouble. Is some of you trifling ass bastards? Women, too. When somebody shoots somebody in the community, you can't call 911 and give me a damn tip on who the hell it is who did the killing, even though you see it. But you all can call 911 in other places. And right now, at least the governor in Ohio says stop tying down 911 phone numbers on. Hey, they're having church service. And snitches and telling when you can't do anything to help better your community. Stop it. Somebody's praying to God, you go pray to your God. You can stay inside. But some things just this real trifling. Anyway, I'm going to leave out and play a couple of minutes of this. I'm sending this one out to ECD just because it's one of my favorite songs. It's self-explanatory. It's called For You. Creator bless you all. Stay safe. Prayed up. Talk to each other. A lot of times we don't realize we're already practicing social distancing, which is kind of sad. Let's think about it. Sometimes if we used our phone, tablet, or laptop to communicate with somebody, when you could have picked up the MF'ing phone and called them and said, I love you, and dropped by their house and say, I love you, or at least say, I'm thinking about you. I want to pray for you, pray with you, or talk to you. We've been social distancing ourselves. So some of us complaining about social distancing, what you already doing, fool? Anyway, this goes out. You all ought to like this. This is from Eastside. This is definitely for you.
Dream life I chose. That I breathe, the blood I bleed. Yo, I did it all for you. Yo, I do it all for you. Yo, but I don't wanna just give it up. I'm just
gave it all for you. I did it all for you. I do it all for you. Yo. My life is like soft glass. Yo. A young and yeah heart. Yo. High memories of my past. That fast money, yeah, I gotta have. Say I'm a hundred, but where you at? Yo, at a point like my life is over. Yo, late nights for them leftovers. Yo, for every dollar, every penny. Like you my man, put you right against me. Yo, upon my dirt, upon my lonely. The smoke to you, stay real, y'all phone. My back too, yo. It's kind of funny how it ain't the same. Changing up for a little fame, yo. But from the dirt, it was all me. Grinding hard till I'm 6 feet, yo. Would never see what I feel in me. Who loyal and who I see, yeah, it's all me, yo. Would never see what I feel in me. Who loyal and who I see, yeah, it's all me. Yo, 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 yo. I gave it all to you. I did it all for you. I threw it all to you, yo. But I just don't wanna give it up. I'm just trying to live, but I just don't wanna give it up. I'm just trying to live, but I just don't wanna give it up. I gave it all to you. I did it all for you. I threw it all.
Ends at 10. It's like 10:03, so I'm going to do my best. I see all these ones that came through. I'm going to give them only 90 seconds so that we can get out of here. But all these ones, how are you?
Oh, richly blessed, Brother Porter, and I promise you I will absolutely make it short because I do have to get to some things myself. But I just wanted to once again let your listeners know that they really should avoid ABC Management in Beechwood, Ohio, not only if they want their home buying experience, but their living experience to be the best one ever. This is a very duplicitous group, and they are a group of Ponzi schemers. And once they do see that you are going to stand up to them no matter what, because my battle with them is far from over, and then they try to make your life a living hell. But you have to stand strong, of course. And they do this by having phony notes put on your door after the fact, pretending like they really do care about residents, when this whole outfit that is called an HOA is a big fraud. There are housing projects on the premises, and they will not get away with this. And thank you for the time.
No problem. And thank you. Creator bless everybody. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.